Wayne Garcia is political editor for Creative Loafing. He says that up until recently, he agreed with Jimmy Carter and other critics that an Obama-Clinton ticket would not work. But now he says it may be the only ticket that could be victorious for the Democrats this November.
Generally speaking, you know, it's been my observation in politics that, you know, when you have these two really strong personalities, the idea of, you know, shoving them both into the same White House is not always the most productive course, and you're dealing with a couple of large egos. There's always sort of bruised feelings from the campaign, and so never quite works out as being ideal running mates. Even as I think most recently, as a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, some of the local Obama supporters were basically saying it was a lock for Bill Richardson to be the running mate. I think at that time that seemed to make some sense in terms of picking up Hispanic vote, which is absolutely crucial, at least in Florida and some other areas. But when you look now at the numbers out there that include Texas and Florida and some of the other states where Hispanic votes would really make a difference, the margin of lead for John McCain right now is so enormous in some of those states, and it's 8 or 9 points here in Florida, that, you know, that makes me rethink, you know, in the states that are in play, at least some of the early numbers now that we're starting to see in terms of head-to-head with McCain and Obama, who can help Barack Obama the most? And that's why I think you have to revisit the idea of a Hillary Clinton ticket, although certainly a lot of Obama supporters aren't going to want to hear that.
Wayne Garcia, there's also speculation by some journalists today that Obama is now being forced into a box, and that if he chooses her now, he may actually look weak, and if he doesn't, that Hillary Clinton may not work very hard for his reelection. We've got Robert Johnson from the Black Entertainment Network, who says that he talked to Clinton last week. He's sent a letter to the Congressional Black Caucus today advocating for her. There seems to be a lot of pressure on Barack Obama on a very important decision for him to make, his first one as the nominee. And it seems like he's already in a tough situation whichever way he goes now, at least with some voters.
Yeah, he's in a very tough situation because, and sort of I think the ideal way out for him is the one that is being rumored as being discussed at staff level between the two campaigns, and that is a deal in which he offers the vice presidency to her, and she agrees to decline it. And, you know, so you sort of have this little kabuki theater going on of everybody gets to save face. It is tough because, you know, my guess is, and the inclination is, that he's not inclined to have her as a vice presidential nominee. She's not the perfect choice for that anyway. And yet a lot of her fans, that's pretty much the only way that he's going to win them over. And so he's in a bad box. And then on top of that, you've got the tremendously hurt feelings that it's going to take a little bit of time for that to pass through. And I mean, I've seen this on local campaigns when I was involved in running them as a consultant. You know, you have to get in there and begin to rebuild that relationship at a personal level, and you got to do that fairly quickly because then, you know, the hard feelings turn to ice if you really don't try to thaw that. But by the same token, you can't get in there and push someone to do something quickly, and I think that's why you see Hillary Clinton not making the concession that she really, really needs to make, and that frankly I thought she needs to make, you know, several weeks ago. And so it's gotten to be a very difficult situation, not unlike, you know, the whole Florida Michigan thing. When you let these things fester for so long and they get to a certain point, it's not as easy to undo them as it is, you know, earlier in the process when you haven't built up all this baggage.
We're speaking with Wayne Garcia of Creative Loafing. Wayne, you mentioned certainly the hurt feelings. We've heard a lot just in the last couple of weeks or so. We saw this playing out in D.C. on Saturday at the Bylaws and Rules Committee with Hillary Clinton supporters who are very angry about whether it's Florida or the sexism or the perception that the Democratic National Committee simply did not want her to be the nominee. And as you mentioned, that Barack Obama does have work to do there. I did see a recent breakdown by some political scientists analysis that say that in contested elections like this, in terms of people who say right now they will vote for John McCain or they will not support Barack Obama, that those numbers are not too dissimilar from previous elections in which there have been hard contests, say Ford and Reagan in 76 or maybe Hart and Mondale in 84. But I think that one thing that you cannot measure in those polls is the intensity of those feelings. Does this seem a little different to you, that the feeling, the intensity of the Hillary Clinton supporters?
Look, you know, some of that is rhetoric and anger, and some of it is real. But is it different from in the past? Absolutely. I mean, the Clintons, this is one of the longest, well, the longest campaign primary season that I've seen in my lifetime. So it has gone on to an absolutely sort of soul-crunching, crushing depth. And then on top of that, you have the Clintons, who are very, very intense people anyway. And so if you look at, you know, I mean, this is sort of the far end of the spectrum to compare it with, but you mentioned the Ford-Reagan thing. Gerry Ford is in no way as intense as Hillary Clinton was. That race, while there were hard feelings, I don't think it in no way has the level of intensity of emotions on both sides that we see in this one today. So I do think this is unique. I do think it's going to take quite a bit of diplomacy and statesmanship to overcome what has transpired between these two folks. And then on top of that, you know, you're really fighting for these, you know, much-valued Reagan Democrats, and you're also fighting now today that what's different than it was in 1980, you're fighting for Hispanic votes, and those are two very important groups. They're two groups that Barack Obama has not done well with across the nation. And so can a vice presidential candidate make him do well with those groups? A little bit, but, you know, that VP slot is, I think, always overrated in terms of what it really delivers. It's a good complimentary person on the ticket, but the top of the ticket has to deliver. That's the truth in every presidential campaign. And it would be nice if he could find a charismatic Hispanic woman, you know, out there who wanted to run, and Hillary said, "Oh, no, thank you, I don't want to run." Then everything would fall into place. And maybe if that person was also Jewish, that would help too. That's just not going to happen.